Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Fourth of July fun. Grandma! Worms! Pops! Giggled my three-year-old granddaughter, calling from western Kansas. It's July, so I realize that her parents have taken her to buy childhood firecrackers, such as black snakes and those little poppers that I, our daughters, and now our granddaughter loves to throw on the hard ground. Sure enough, my little caller's mother confirms that's what happened. This sweet, unexpected phone call sent me down memory lane to my own first visits to firecracker dealers. Back then, folks didn't have air conditioning the way they do now, so we were hot before we started shopping. It seems the stands were always under some kind of awning, perhaps old military tarps left over either from Korea or World War II. I recall stepping into the shade and appreciating cooler temperatures in the dim, gunpowder-scented interior. The bad part was it made it harder to see the kid-friendly fireworks displayed on homemade plywood and sawhorse tables. Our parents guided us to sparklers, snakes, poppers, and a string of tiny ladyfingers they would help us light. Miracle of miracles, when we handed the clerk our sweaty change, she gave us each a free punk. Once we bought our treasures, our father selected some surprises of his own. He was partial to Roman candles and cherry bombs, which were legal then. As we climbed into the furnace-hot car to go home, he made it clear that we were not to touch his fireworks. After I met a boy who'd had a Roman candle burn and scar his chest, I understood why Dad was so emphatic about this. Back home, our parents sat on the porch step watching us arrange little black kernels that would become long, spiraling snakes. We oohed and awed watching them writhe and stain the cement black and gray. After those turned to ash, it was time for a popsicle and pockets full of poppers that we threw from distances and close up. After our stash turned to shredded tissue, our dad helped us use our spicy-smelling punks to light one ladyfinger at a time and throw it safely away from our bodies. He had to save one string so we could hear a bunch pop at one time. When we'd had our fun, he would light a cherry bomb or two far enough away from us that we were safe, but close enough the explosion vibrated our eardrums for a spell. After dark, we slurped bowls of Mom's homemade ice cream and watched Dad launch his Roman candle display. While these don't compare to modern pyrotechnic shows, they were magical to late 50s and early 60s youngsters. To end the evening, my brother and I waved lit sparklers and danced wildly about the yard. We must have fallen asleep before our parents carried us inside. I'd be so surprised to wake up on July 5th to a yard full of burned up snakes, exploded popper tissue, shredded firecracker paper, and torched sparklers. Cleaning up wasn't nearly as much fun as lighting them. I'm so glad little Miss G called Grandma about her worms and poppers. I enjoyed her excitement and my memory. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hafley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.